Hey there, I am Crystal Craven, and I sing, I songwrite, I lead worship, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And this, coming up right here, is your weekly devotional. Well, we are in Luke chapter 23, and we're pretty much at the aftermath of the crucifixion of Jesus. So we're picking up here in verses 50 through 54, and it says, "Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever been laid yet. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning." Now here we see in the aftermath of an unjust crucifixion, and then we're introduced to a man of quiet courage, Joseph of Arimathea. Now, as a member of the Jewish council, Joseph would have been wealthy, respected, and had a pretty prestigious position. Yet, when the Sanhedrin had demanded Jesus' death, it tells us here that Joseph had not consented to their decision and action. So while others went along with the crowd, Joseph stood apart. And then while Pilate gave in to the pressure, Joseph held to conviction. And while others sought to protect their status, it says that Joseph looked for the kingdom of God. This is no small thing here, because in touching the dead body of Jesus to prepare it for burial, Joseph was defiling himself according to ceremonial law, and that would forfeit his ability to participate in Sabbath preparations. He willingly traded religious cleanliness and social standing to honor his crucified Lord. That kind of faith is costly, but it's the kind of devotion that refuses to blend in with the culture for the sake of comfort or appearance. I mean, Joseph risked his reputation, his religious privileges even, and likely his relationships within the council, all to identify with Jesus in his death. This calls us to question how we pursue Jesus. Ask yourself this question: do I pursue Jesus with such fervor and resolution? In Philippians 3, verses 7 through 8, Paul echoes this kind of faith when he said, "But whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." Joseph of Arimathea, much like Paul, shows us what it means to live with eternity in view. He wasn't driven by fear or even a desire for popularity. He was driven by a longing for God's kingdom. He wasn't trying to preserve his life, but to honor the one who had just laid down his life for him. And today, the pressure to conform to worldly values is just as real for us. Many remain silent rather than speak the truth of Christ. Some fear being labeled as intolerant or fanatical or foolish. But true discipleship means dying to the approval of man in order to live fully for God. So let me ask you these questions, just to kind of ponder in yourself. Are you willing to be labeled badly by culture to honor Jesus? Do you forsake earthly titles and inclusion to stand with Jesus? And are you looking for the kingdom of God, even if it costs you your status or your comfort or your security? Joseph may have buried Jesus in a tomb, but his actions proclaimed a living faith. In a moment of great loss, he revealed the greatest gain, a heart set on God's kingdom. May we all have the courage of Joseph of Arimathea, standing firm when others cave, and seeking the kingdom of God above all else, counting all as loss to unashamedly identify with Jesus Christ. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com, and that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.